Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news. It is now 84. Might get that 82 we forecast earlier. Well, might see an 85. So the big news is, looks like we do have a little bit of a chance of showers late tonight, especially Tuesday, but then quite a cool down as we hit midweek. Temperatures dropping into the mid to upper 60s in here by the weekend. That's for the high temperatures. So I'll have more on that forecast following this edition of the news. Well, the mayor of West Salem has resigned. Mr. Don Cornelius submitted his letter of resignation this past Friday. He cited health reasons for his decision to leave the job. Now, at tonight's regular meeting of the West Salem Board of Trustees, a new mayor will be appointed. Mr. Cornelius has only served a few months. He was elected mayor during the election back in April and took office in May. WFIW News Time, 12:16.
It's time to think about bringing the beautiful colors of fall into your home, and Stein's Flowers and Gifts in Carmike can help. Whether it's a fall fresh-cut bouquet, door wreath, or silk arrangement, Stein's Flowers and Gifts can help you enjoy the colors of fall. And be sure to check out the new candle line in fall and autumn scents. Invite the magic of fall into your home only at Stein's Flowers and Gifts, 1st Street in Carmike, or call 382-4624.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital and Frontier Community College, with the support of Southeast Illinois AHEC, will be sponsoring a Run for Your Life 5K Run Walk to be held on October 3rd at 8 a.m. with registration starting at 7 at Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Medical Arts Complex. Registration is just $15. All participants get a free t-shirt. Race course map and registration forms are available on Frontier Community College and Fairfield Memorial Hospital's websites. For more information, call 847-8242 or 842-3711.
See September savings in every department at Kincaid. Save $8 on a 22-tine steel leaf rake and pay only $5.97. A gallon of indoor-outdoor, continuous spray, home defense insect killer, $11.97. Plus in electronics, a handheld police scanner, $99.99 with free programming. A wild game infrared trail camera, $112.99. Full-size headphones in black, white, or silver, $11.99 and more. Sign up for the $1,000 shopping spree while you're picking up your fall merchandise book, too, at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
Two Oblong, Illinois men were injured Sunday morning in a single-vehicle crash on Route 45 south of Fairfield. The driver has been identified as Robert M. Slane, 26. A passenger in his 98 Ford Explorer was Adam Slane, also 26, of Oblong. Now, according to County Sheriff's Police, Robert Slane's Ford was northbound near Webb Printing Controls when it ran off the road, went down an embankment, and overturned onto its top. Both were injured and taken to Fairfield Memorial Hospital following the 9:30 a.m. accident. Robert Slane was later airlifted to a hospital in Champaign for advanced care. The driver, Robert Slane, was ticketed for improper lane usage and illegal transportation of alcohol. According to the police report, Mr. Slane told officers he had been drinking prior to the crash and simply fell asleep at the wheel. Sarah Lynn Smith, 30, of Mount Vernon, was arrested early Sunday morning on a charge of drunk driving. County police pulled Smith's vehicle over in Wayne City after she allegedly ran a stop sign, failing a number of field sobriety tests. She was taken to the Wayne County Jail, where she was unable to complete a breathalyzer test and was also cited for running a stop sign. Nicholas Tibbs, 29, of Keens, was arrested Friday on a Wayne County warrant, charging him with failure to appear in court on a charge of being in possession of methamphetamine. Total bond in the case, $2,075. Carmise City Police report a local 17-year-old boy was cited for illegal consumption of alcohol by a minor Saturday night. Now, the boy was taken to an area hospital for treatment because he had allegedly been drinking while taking prescription drugs. Carmise City Police report the arrest of 48-year-old David N. Keebler of Jacksonville, Florida, on Friday. Police say they spotted Keebler panhandling outside the Carmise Walmart. A computer check revealed he was wanted out of Pulaski County for failure to appear in court, bond $275 cash. 18-year-old Jasmine J. Whitley of Greenville, Illinois, was arrested Saturday night by Carmise City Police on a charge of underage drinking and aggravated battery. She's accused of battering Sheila Headley of Carmine. Ian R. Panzer, 27, of Grayville, was arrested Saturday night on charges of possession of marijuana and theft over $500. Carmise City Police say they were called to Danny's Pool Hall in Carmise Saturday night on a report of a man refusing to leave. During a records check, authorities discovered Panzer was wanted under the name of Joseph Wampler on a Wabash County failure to appear warrant. During a search of Panzer, police say they found a suspected marijuana cigarette in his shorts pocket, bond in the Wabash County case $150 cash. 48-year-old LaDonna Reed of Albion has been arrested on Vandenberg County, Indiana charges related to alleged forgery for the purpose of obtaining a controlled substance by fraud. Vandenberg County court records indicate the case initially filed last year was transferred into the Felony Drug and Alcohol Court in Vandenberg County earlier this year. At the moment, Ms. Reed is being held in the White County Jail at Carmi, pending transfer to Vandenberg County, Indiana. WFIW News Time, 12:21.
At UBear's Furniture Company, you don't have to break your piggy bank to get the things you want and need. End tables start at $80. TV stands start at $299. Queen mattress sets start at $399. And at UBear's, we have sofas for as little as $399. And recliners start at just $299. Free financing and delivery is available. See store for details. So don't break that piggy bank. Shop at UBear's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Enjoy your living space for less during the outdoor furniture sale at Silco. In-house constructed Adirondack chairs are just $120, picnic tables $110, swings $125, and custom-built steps and doghouses start at $100. Plus, if you see an advertised price for any interior and exterior building materials, home decor, or plumbing supplies, go see managers Jim Triggs in Fairfield and Vern Weaver in Wayne City for a free price quote. They just might beat the price and include better customer service and delivery, too. That's at Southern Illinois Lumber Company in Fairfield and Wayne City.
Fairfield's Aaron McCune has joined the very popular bluegrass and country band Daly and Vincent. McCune, the husband of the former Ivy Motes of Fairfield, is replacing bass singer Christian Davis, who recently departed the band to record on her own. A native of Clay, West Virginia, Aaron was formerly with Gold City Quartet for 5 years. He grew up playing bluegrass with his family and friends and plays the guitar. Aaron made his debut with Daly and Vincent at the recent Landfest event in Denton, North Carolina. He's also expected to be featured on the Daly and Vincent's new music and variety show that has started airing on the RFD network. In other news this afternoon, 21-year-old Corey J. Reinbold of Fairfield has been jailed on a charge of aggravated domestic battery. The alleged victim in the case is his wife, Jessica Reinbold, age 19. City police were called to the Reinbold residence at 519 Northwest 7th Street, Lot 30, that's the Fairfield Estates trailer park, Friday morning on a report of a disturbance. Police say they interviewed Mrs. Reinbold, and she told them that her husband had picked her up and threw her on the bed, striking her head on the headboard and a fan. He's also accused of placing his hands around her neck and trying to strangle her. Ms. Reinbold did not seek medical attention for her injuries. Corey Reinbold has been lodged in the Wayne County Jail. That's all pending the filing of formal charges and, of course, setting of bond. The Frontier Community College Bobcats Athletic Department and the Wayne White Co-op are co-sponsoring a night for Jerry Kenny tonight at the Fairfield Community High School Gymnasium. A cookout starts at 4:30 with the volleyball match between the Bobcats and Rend Lake starting at 6:30. Admission is $2. All proceeds from the evening will go to Jerry Kenny to help cover medical and other expenses. A lineman for Wayne White Electric, Jerry was seriously injured earlier this year. When he came in contact with a high-voltage power line and due to the severity of his injuries, Jerry lost both hands. They had to be amputated. He's home now but continues to receive intense therapy as he continues his recovery. FNB will be closed during the Fairfield Community High School homecoming parade this Friday from about 2:15 till about 3 p.m., so you'll need to stop by the north side of the FNB building for free popcorn starting at about 2:30 till the end of the parade. If you're not able to make it to the downtown area to watch the parade, tune in to WFIW-FM 104.9 for a live broadcast sponsored by FNB. Fairfield Community High School class of 1965 will be donating a signature park bench and some trees to the Fairfield Park District this Friday at the Leo French Park as a gesture of gratitude to the community. The 1 p.m. dedication ceremony will be part of the 50th class reunion events planned for this weekend. The ceremony will be held at the Park Lake near the amphitheater. General public and all class members are certainly invited to attend. The Fairfield Park District Board members and staff will be on hand to accept the donation. And after the park bench dedication, the class members will participate in the FCHS Homecoming Parade. 32 players participated in the Mixed Couples Scramble hosted by Wayne County Golf Course this past Saturday. Julie Pfeiffer and Andrew Williams shot a combined 32 to win by one stroke over Lindsey Buchanan and Trevor Strange. Anthony and Beth McNeil took third place by a tiebreaker over Don and Beverly Sutton in fourth place. J.R. Smith won the closest to the pin prize. Everybody had a potluck supper in the clubhouse overlooking the lake at dusk. The Browns Cemetery Association will be holding their annual Browns Cemetery Chowder a week from Saturday, the 10th, at the Browns United Methodist Church. The chowder will be carry-out only, and dipping will begin at 11 a.m. Price is $15 a gallon. No glass containers will be allowed, and all proceeds from the chowder will go to the Browns Cemetery for upkeep. Congressman John Shimkus will be available to meet with local constituents in Hamilton County next Monday, the 5th, in the McLeansboro City Hall. One-on-one meetings will be scheduled from 3:30 to 5. It's an opportunity to meet personally with the congressman to talk about a problem you might have with the federal government or express your thoughts on pending legislation or other issues. To schedule an appointment with Mr. Shimkus, call his Harrisburg office at 252-8271. According to a report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Illinois is headed for yet another dismal year in job creation. Illinois came in dead last among Midwestern states during the first 8 months of 2015 in the number of jobs created. And not only did the state come in last, Illinois was dwarfed by states with half as many residents. For example, Indiana has half the population and created three times more jobs. Missouri and Wisconsin also have half as many residents and created twice as many jobs. Michigan created four times more jobs. According to the report, Illinois lost 2,200 manufacturing jobs in the month of August alone, bringing the cumulative total of production jobs lost this year to 10,000. Illinois police departments say the state budget stalemate has left them struggling to provide training to police officers on everything from use of force to dealing with the mentally ill. Hundreds of classes are being canceled because lawmakers have not agreed upon a budget for the fiscal year that started back July 1st. It's happening at a time of heightened tensions between police and the communities they serve. Earlier this year, the legislature and the governor approved a bill that would require more law enforcement training. Eric Pengold coordinates training for 11 counties for the Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board. He says his unit is almost out of money and the situation is becoming desperate. A report from the Illinois legislature says that despite growth in video gambling, the industry is going through slow times in the state. The Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability's annual review found state taxes for all forms of gambling in Illinois fell 5.8% in the fiscal year that ended June 30th. State revenue from riverboat casinos and the lottery fell, and horse racing revenues were flat. And while video gambling revenues grew, it wasn't enough to offset the other losses. The slowdown comes while some state lawmakers investigate expanding gambling as a way to ease the state's financial problems. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem at the noon hour. November crude oil prices are down $1.25 a barrel, trading at $44.45 on the mercantile. Local refineries have not changed their offerings since Friday. Today, they're still paying $37.75 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. Time now to check the stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield at the noon hour. Boy, the Dow's taking another beating, down 246 points at 16,069. The Nasdaq's down 108 at 4,579. In local and area deaths, 74-year-old Albion resident Marilyn Sue Colbert died Friday, 6:15 p.m. at her home. She'd worked as a cook and was a member of the First Baptist Church and Ladies of the Moose. Survivors include a son, William Dale Colbert, and wife, Sheila of Albion, a daughter, Dinah Reed, and a husband, Dustin of West Salem, a sister, Deborah Cowling of Albion, four grandchildren, Savannah Geezy, Logan Dale Colbert, Mariah Charles, and Alexandria Whedon, plus six great-grandchildren. Services for Marilyn Sue Colbert will be 11 o'clock Tuesday morning at Nail's Funeral Home in Albion with burial in Graceland Cemetery. Visitation will be tonight, 6 until 8, at Nail's Funeral Home in Albion. Memorials may be made to the Celtic Hospice of Mount Carmel. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated daily. Well, folks, you've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center, WFIW News Time, 1230.
Wainwright Propane would like to remind everyone that they have a large selection of firearms and ammunition for this hunting season in stock now. Stop by and check out the large hunting selection and get ready to make it a fun season. Pick up some shells and fill up that portable propane tank at Wainwright Propane in Fairfield. Call 842-3940. That's 842-3940.
Find carpet types that fit your life for less at Haas Interiors. For a limited time, select grades of Mohawk carpets are on sale at Haas Interiors. Choose from Wear Dated, Smart Strand Silk, Simply Berber, and many more in all the latest colors. Plus, while supplies last, Timeless Design Wicker 8mm laminate flooring is only $1.59 a square foot, and luxury vinyl plank flooring in Barnwood is on sale too. At Haas Interiors, West Main Street in Fairfield.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Partly cloudy this afternoon, high around 85. We have a 30% chance of showers late tonight, low 65. 40% chance of showers Tuesday, high of 81. And then things cool off Wednesday through Saturday. Partly sunny Wednesday, high of 72. Thursday and Friday, sunny, high of 70. And then for Saturday, sunshine, high of 66. Got up to 74 for the high yesterday, 60 our low this morning. And at 12:31 this afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, it's 84. For news that's online anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.